A week ago, one of the longest serving secretaries at my old high school, I went to high school in Uganda, she passed away. Her name was Barbara Collins. Now, she served at our old high school for over 20 years as secretary. And one of the things that I remember about her was at the beginning of every year, she would line up all the new students who were coming in. And of course, I had to go through the same experience. And she would call out our names. And she would come forward as our names were called out. And she would then tell us which dormitories we had been assigned and who was going to be our prefect and so forth. And we would find our way to that space. She made sure that young people from a particular primary school, the same primary school that I had attended, when their names were read out, would all be sent to the same high school. And it seemed to her that, and we only found this out many, many years later, that she wanted to provide us with a sense of belonging, that all of us who were familiar with each other, who were friends from our old primary school, now that we were in a boarding school, in a high school situation, we wouldn't feel so alone and we would find ourselves with friends. I want to talk about a good name. It comes from Proverbs chapter 22. You're watching CTAM Church Online. My name is Kwame Rubadiri. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1, the Bible says that a good name is more desirable than great riches and to be esteemed better than silver or gold. Now, of course, this particular proverb from the book of Proverbs is a huge encouragement to us that we should value our reputation much, much more than we necessarily value our accomplishments, our success, or even the money that we might be earning. One of the things that I've discovered, and certainly from just reminiscing on the life of Barbara Collins, is that we all remember her as somebody who cared for us. She died as a single person. She never married in her life. And she died in a nursing home in Nanyuki in central Kenya. But she was surrounded by friends, other members of family, but all of us who were students during her time remember her as somebody who cared about the little details of how we got along with one another and how we experienced the whole journey of being in a boarding school and a high school in Uganda. So we will always remember her for that when we hear her name. My challenge to us today is, what will people remember about you and I when they hear our names? Will they think of us well in terms of our having done something good for them? Do they think of us as being trustworthy and people who can be looked up to, can be esteemed and even considered as mentors in their lives? Or will they just think of somebody who was selfish, was indifferent to the needs of society around us? Will they think that, perhaps we used our names or our reputation to get gain and get wealth for ourselves? It is my prayer that even as the Word of God admonishes us, that our reputations, a good name is far more important, and to be esteemed in the eyes of others is far more important than all the wealth in the world. May God help each and every one of us, and you included, that you will live up to a great name, a good reputation that God wants you to fulfill. God bless you.